It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
And a good Wednesday afternoon to you. It's Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. We are in Richmond, Kentucky, just right here on the Madison Central High School campus. Beautiful facility here. They've got a restriped, refurbished floor, very sparkling and clean, and we've got a full 3 days of basketball here. An eight-team tournament that's going on. It's called the Richmond Car and Truck Holiday Classic. So I guess we get the lowdown on that, but I would assume it's the auto dealers here in Madison County or in Richmond, Kentucky. They're showcasing this tournament. Eight teams here. We've got George Rogers Clark. The boys will be taking on Lincoln County. Lincoln County comes in, and the Patriots playing out of the 12th region over in the 45th district. They have a record of 7-3 on the season so far. Before we get into that, give you an update. The George Rogers Clark girls, they are down in Greenville, Tennessee, and they are playing a tournament as well. It is a four-day event, and 37-13 at halftime over a North Greenville, Tennessee team. Bobby, it sounds like the GRC girls are taking care of one of the top 100 teams in the nation, and if they can hold on to this, it'll be a 9 o'clock tomorrow night tip-off.
Well, they certainly have the talent to do so. North Green came in with a 7-3 record, and GRC just smoked them in the first quarter, getting out in front 22-2 and expanded that lead to 25 at intermission. And so they appear to be well on their way to a victory, and that may be something that their male counterparts can aspire to here this afternoon on a beautiful day. But they'll have their work cut out for them.
Sure will, and we will be giving you updates as they become available to us on the GRC girls basketball game today and that tournament. Again, if they win, it will be a game tomorrow night against Marist or Chucky Dole, the winner of that ball game. So we will keep you appraised of that situation as information becomes available. Lincoln County comes in again. Lincoln County Patriots, they are a team they consolidated back in 1975, taking in Stanford, Waynesburg, some of those teams around in that area, Stanford, the county seat. They had three or four high schools. They put them all together. They got Lincoln County. They won the region the first year they had a team behind Robert Johnson, Teddy Edgerton, and Brad Lawless. I recall that well because I was a freshman on a Wayne County team that succumbed to them in the tournament way back in the day. It's talking about way back in the day, their head coach, Lincoln County, Jeff Jackson, you got to go back to the turn of the century. Y2K, that's whenever he came on. He is in his 20th season as the Lincoln County head coach. In 19 full seasons, Coach Jackson has five district runners-up, 12 district championships, three regional runners-up, and four regional championships. So one of those regional championships we remember very well. It was back when GRC won the state tournament on March 19th of 2022. These two teams met, GRC and Lincoln County. It was a double overtime, 54-51 win. GRC went on to win the state championship, but Lincoln County took them to the wire, not once, but twice, Bobby.
Tremendous game, and probably the toughest game of the entire
yes.
tournament. One of the toughest games of the year for that squad, which only lost one game, and it was out of state and was the first team in 75 years or so to go undefeated in the state and win the state championship to boot. So, but Jeff Jackson had his crowd ready to play that afternoon and almost got the cards.
Yeah, and Coach Cook and Coach Jackson, they don't play and face each other that often, but going back to with head coach Josh Cook for the Cardinals, when he was at Mercer County, he was in the 12th region, and I mentioned Coach Jackson's been there going on 20 years. As far as head-to-head head coaches of their respective teams, Josh Cook has a 3-win to 2-win edge. That includes the Mercer County win. Both these teams out on the floor going through a shoot-around right now. We are inside of 8.5 minutes away from tip-off. Again, George Rogers Clark, the boys' team, undefeated on the season at 9-0. They take on a 7-3 Lincoln County team. We'll take a 2-minute timeout when we come back. More pregame to follow right here from Madison Central High School. That's coming up after these messages.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
It's Furniture World Superstore's New Year's sale. Incredible New Year's savings, plus interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero down payment. Start your new year right and save on the newest looks for every room and mattresses. Plus, get interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero, zilch, zip, nothing down. The New Year's sale at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, 606-780-1387. I know you're tired of the overwhelming Medicare phone calls and mailers. Joe Nameless does not know Medicare, but we do. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a no-cost or obligation review. Call us at 606-780-1387.
High school basketball right here on your Gateway radio station, WWKY, 990 AM, 102.9 FM. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. We've got basketball, it's boys action. Holiday Classic, the Richmond Car and Truck Holiday Classic. It's going to be George Rogers Clark taking on Lincoln County. I was looking at incorrect record for Lincoln County. For Lincoln County this season so far, what the Patriots have been able to accomplish, that is 4-5. I need to get on my right page here. They are 4-5 on the season. They opened the season with four straight losses. Three of those at home. Danville Christian, Harrison County, and Lafayette got them. And they also lost to Henry Clay on the road. None of those games were really all that close. The closest one, an 8-point margin. They were able to then get on a winning streak, beating both Jessamine teams, and then picked up a win at Montgomery County, a couple of wins up there at the Gateway Holiday Classic. One of the wins they have, and I don't know what you make of this, a 20-point blowout of the Montgomery County Indians. So I don't know what Coach Jackson's got in store, but his team's 4-5, and like I said, he's a very strong team.
Yeah, they caught their stride in that game against Montgomery County for sure, and if that's anything to come this afternoon, and Clark County's going to have its hands full.
Looking at GRC's team, Bobby, this Cardinal team undefeated on the season. They are 9-0, and they're rolling in through here and getting ready to play this Holiday Classic. They have won quite handily their ball games, other than the opening game was a 3-point road win. But head coach Josh Cook, 203 wins and 45 losses at GRC, and He's in his eighth season, winning 81, almost 82% of the ball games. And when you look at what Cardinals have been able to accomplish, it's been team basketball. We spoke of that. We spoke of their depth. We spoke of their balance. But now something that a coach really doesn't have control over, injuries and health. And GRC may be a little bit hampered in that area.
We don't anticipate Montez Gay to play today after a couple of doctor's appointments. It was determined that he had a bruise on his knee and isn't expected to play today. And Malachi Ashford was sick yesterday, but is here to play today. And I'm not even sure if Hampton Taylor has even come with the squad today because he has the flu. So they're a little bit under the weather, so to speak. But that being the case, they're here, guns loaded, ready to go. We'll see.
All right. We'll take another two-minute break. We'll be back. More pregame after this.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained. The staff is wonderful and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Both teams out on the floor. It's George Rogers Clark with a perfect 9-0 record, taking on Lincoln County with a record of 4-5. Lincoln County, one of the three original counties in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Fayette, Jefferson, then Lincoln. So they got some history there. And Kentucky, 120 counties, the third most of any states, only behind Texas and Georgia. Listen, you learn things when you listen to the ballgame. One of the three original counties, Lincoln County. Both teams going to their respective benches. Last timeout, we will take a brief 30-second break. Starting lineups, game action after this brief message.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the chamber.
Here we've got basketball action. Richmond, Car and Truck Holiday Classic. Car and Truck Holiday Classic. Let's go to public address. Yeah, I'm not.
Stolen. This is Dr. Barry Williams, licensed pediatrician and director for Sterling Healthcare's school-based health program, serving more than 11,000 students and staff members in schools throughout Montgomery, Powell, Bourbon, and Nicholas counties. Along with coordinator Casey Razor and our team of talented professionals, we are honored to work alongside educators and school staff in these schools to provide added peace of mind about your child's well-being at school. Sterling Healthcare, we're here and at school for your family.
We'll catch up with the starting lineups. Lincoln County being addressed and introduced right now. I can tell you the tallest player they've got on their team is 6'3", and GRC looks to match up pretty good as far as size-wise with this Lincoln County Patriot team. Lincoln County, again, coached by Jeff Jackson. He's got four regional championships, three runners-up in 20 years of coaching. Rayshon Hampton starts for GRC, 16.5 points per game average, one of the top three-point shooters in the state. Eli Craig gets a start tonight. He won the most outstanding player in that Rowan County game where GRC picked up 10 points and 5 rebounds for Eli Craig. Also in there, Malachi Ashford. Ashford, a 14.5 point per game scorer, 88% at the free throw line. Also, J.P. Gaines will start. Gaines, a 6'2 frontline player, 7 points, 5 rebounds, gives you good hustle effort. And Breland Morrison, a 13.5 point second leading rebounder on the team, 6'3 senior. He will be in there on the front line for the Cardinals. So looks to match up pretty good. We'll see how it goes here for Lincoln County. They've got Blade Knuckles in there. Knuckles, a 5'9 senior. They've got Sawyer Horton, a 6'2 senior. They also have a 6 foot tall Cash Baird out there on the floor. And also Sawyer Robbins, a 6'3 sophomore. The other starter is Jackson Withrow. He is a 5'10 sophomore. Breland Morrison controls the tip, and GRC looks at a man-to-man, and Ashford dribbles it off to the right side. Lincoln County stays in a man-to-man. Rayshon Hampton has it on the right wing, looking, puts a move on Withrow. They go over to Craig. Eli has it left wing, screen down, pop out Ashford between the circle. Chasing him is Blade Knuckle. Knuckle's got his hands full there. He's about 3 inches taller than Ashford. J.P. Gaines, a rare three. That's good straight away. Bobby, we haven't seen that often.
Well, he wouldn't have shot it if he weren't comfortable with it, so the Cards draw first blood.
Gaines with that jumper, and here's in the front court, you got Robbins. Robbins throws it over, high post pass. They go in there to Horton. Horton spins, shoots, and he scored at the rim. Big guy in there, 6'2 and over 200.
Did a good job of taking JP to the hole, and he got the shot over his outstretched fingertips.
Ashford walks it up for the Cardinals, who have a lot of fans here, well attended by the GRC fans. Rayshon Hampton, long three. That'll stretch the defense 25 feet.
Well, just a little bit to the left of straight out, and didn't even draw iron.
The Cardinals with a full court press. The Patriots break it deep in the right baseline is Knuckles. He throws a dangerous pass, knocked away from Robbins. Left side to go. Driving in there is Sawyer Robbins. He throws up a runner at the rim, and we've got a rebounding foul, and that's going to be a push-off in the post against Seth Horton, his first team first on Lincoln County in the first turnover. Oh, excuse me. They're going to put Sawyer Robbins at the free throw line. I thought he said 33, but the foul is going to be on Rayshon Hampton. And at the free throw line, we've got Sawyer Robbins making a free throw. Played nearly 2 minutes. One scoreboard is out. It's 6-3 in favor of the Cardinals. Now 6-4 as Robbins makes both free throws.
We can trade threes for twos any day, however, right?
Yeah, and the official picking this up on the scoreboards aren't correct. We got one that's showing 5:51. The other's at 6:31, and one without a score, and the other has a score. Coach Cook says, come over, guys. Let's talk it over while the officials sort out this clockwork. GRC with a couple of threes. Rayshon Hampton, J.P. Gaines got it underway, though. J.P. hit that three-point shot. He's only taken three before that one. Now, you can say he's hit one. Got an update on the girls last time you heard, Bob.
After three quarters, GRC Hoops 59, North Greene, Tennessee 21.
Cardinals with a basketball and a two-point lead here in the Richmond Car and Truck Holiday Classic. Ashford going one-on-one against Blade Knuckles. Knuckles gives Ashford the baseline. Ashford pulls up, finds Gaines. JP at the right elbow, kicks it over to Breland Morrison. Screens Morrison, 17-footer. Good. Cards 3 of 3. Good way to start, Bobby.
Yeah, he took that one from the top into just short of the foul line and stroked it home. Cards 8-4 early.
Walking the ball up, it's Cash Baird. Baird, a 6-foot-tall freshman, and he just kind of changed gears on Malachi Ashford on the right side of the circle, and a foul on Ashford, his first, team second of this first quarter. Possession to Lincoln County on their end of the floor. 2 minutes gone here in the game. Pass in the backcourt, and with it now is Baird. Baird angles off to the left side. Cards going man-to-man. Hands it off on the weave with it. Sawyer Horton got to the right elbow. Checked there by Craig. Craig now out on Knuckles. Knuckles got a step on him. Pulled up and hit a 15-footer.
Well, he got enough of a pick there in order to get the shot off, cutting the lead to 2.
2-3 zone now instead of man-to-man. Lincoln County going zone. Malachi Ashford straight away up top, right wing. Hampton back to Ashford, reverse it left side to Craig. High post to Gaines, threw a dangerous pass. It's picked off. Here's Lincoln County with the ball and a chance to take the lead or tie it up. They throw in the post. Horton kicks it back out. Baird with a long three. And just like that, the lead. Cash Baird hit a three.
And a quick timeout by Coach Cook here as they trail for the first time.
Almost 3 minutes gone in the ballgame. 1-point lead for the Patriots. Back after this brief 30-second break.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Cardinal basketball, the GRC boys trailing by 1. We played 3 minutes here in this game. No personnel changes. Same 5 out there. Craig, Gaines, Morrison, Hampton, and Ashford. Zone by Lincoln County. Ashford rubs off a high post screen by J.P. Gaines. Sets Hampton for a 3. Yeah. Good! It's not the shooting that's a problem, Bobby. Cards right now, 5 of 5.
Isn't that something? 11-8 Cards, 4:42 left in the first. The threes are falling for the Cards.
Knuckles one-on-one against Craig. Eli shut him down. They shovel it over to Baird. He hit his last three. This one's in and out. Flying in there for the rebound. Sawyer Robbins kicks it out. They try another three. This one's long off the back iron. Craig with a rebound. Releasing his Gaines. Caught it. Got it. Under the goal, too deep. Missed the shot. Rayshon Hampton comes away with a rebound.
Tough rebound inside.
Another opportunity for the Cards. They feed Morrison, trying to bully his way in with power dribbles. Throws up a shot that's altered and missed. Here come the Patriots. Patriots driving in. Knuckles leaves it on the baseline. Baird throws it out to Robbins. Robbins picked up. Backdoor cut shut down by J.P. Gaines. Morrison with some good baseline help as well. So Knuckles drives it to the left of the lane. His dribble drive is shut down. Missed the shot. Here come the Cards. Ashford right of the circle. Picked up the dribble. Goes over to Morrison. 2-3 zone for Lincoln County. They're back in good shape. They've got a 6'2", 210-pounder playing in the middle. Ashford says, let's shoot a three and hit another one. The Cards have made every shot they have taken.
14-9 Cards, 3:30 left in the first. Keep stroking.
The only shots they missed have been some rebound putbacks, and those have been under pressure. Screen down, pop out Knuckles between the circle. Good switch off by Craig. He and Hampton talking well in the front court. They go now over with it, driving. Baird hand it to Knuckles. Long three. Missed it off the back iron. Rebound put up and in. Nice play all in one motion. That one by Cash Baird.
Strong side position for the easy deuce.
Cards with a ball and a three-point lead. Hampton bluffs a three straight away to Ashford. Throw the lob. Morrison, it was broken up. Turnover. Sawyer Robbins got a hand on it. Lincoln County coming down the middle of the floor looking for another tire if they can. Here's a shot put up, and it's missed from three-point range. Patriots battling. Morrison hit the floor, couldn't come away with it. But then here's a steal by J.P. Gaines in a run out. Got to the rim. Finger roll, put it in.
Out ran two Patriots to the goal. Cards back up five.
5 points in the game for Gaines. 2.5 to go here in the opening quarter. Perimeter passing, now they throw it in the post. Horton skips it out. Three-point shot left baseline, missed. Boy, that Seth Robbins can jump. He got the rebound and put it back up and in.
Kept it high, and the Cards had no chance to block it, so it was a nice, nice put back.
He has really got springs in his legs. He is 6'3 and can get up. 6'3 sophomore, nice-looking player. 2-3 zone by Lincoln County. Cards overload it. They go down on the baseline on the blocks, and Morrison has it pried away from his hands. A couple of subs coming in for Lincoln County. These guys, these Sawyer Horton and Seth Horton, big, strong-looking boys. 6'3", 210 pounds each.
And they supplanted the starters with a couple of beefy kids as well here.
Sure are. GRC comes in there with Abram Howard. He's got the basketball now. He gives Malachi Ashford a little breather. We understand Ashford may not be at 100%. Gaines hit 1-3. This three, he missed that one. Kept alive. Shot put up by Morrison, and he's fouled inside. Immediately, Trevor Miracle, who just checked in, picks up his first foul, team second in this first quarter, and Morrison at the free throw line. That was kept alive, Bobby Hampton. Yeah. Rayshon, 5'11", he's got springs too.
He got a tip on it, just enough of it to get it to Breland, and when he put it back up, he was fouled.
Morrison makes the free throw. Five different Cardinals have scored in this game. Morrison on the season, a really nice player. 7 rebounds, 13-point-per-game type player. And at the free throw line, he's 63%. This trip, he's 100%. He drops them both in.
1:43 left. Cards by five, 18-13. On defense.
Coming back in, Ashford replaces Eli Craig. You've got Ashford, Hampton, Howard, Morrison, and Gaines on the floor. Lincoln County with a ball in the front court. They run a shuffle cut. Two players cut through. Fresh off the bench, Miracle launched a long three, and there's that guy in there, Robbins, battling, but he couldn't come away with it. Patriots 1 of 6 from behind the arc. They're not going to offer pressure. They're going to get back in a 2-3 zone.
Ashford, a good job that time getting his fingers on that ball and deflecting it off of his hands out of bounds.
Ashford left to the circle, straight away to Howard. 2-3 zone, packing in around the foul line. They're giving GRC the outside shot, and the Cards have hit 4-4 from three-point range. Howard has it with a minute to play here in this first quarter. His team, the Cards, with a lead. Ashford, ball fake on a three, steps inside the circle. He shot an 18-foot jumper, and it's rebounded in there by Miracle. For Lincoln County, Patriots with the ball. Cards up by five. Lincoln County driving off to the right side with that pass. Baird. Baird has it, throws it out to Robbins. Robbins with Rashawn Hampton on him. Made him pick up his dribble. Baird has it between the circle. Abram Howard there on him. Baird with a four-inch height advantage on Howard. High post pass and just getting rid of it quickly. Big Horton in there. Perimeter passing by the Patriots. They've taken 15 seconds off this clock straight away, and Baird looks up the clock, which has 20 seconds on it. He angles off to the left. They throw it into the paint. Elevated shot put up, and Gaines and Morrison pinch the big guy in there. Mason Agee, 6'3", and about 230. Gaines will pick up that foul. That'll be a first on JP, the third on the Cardinals in this quarter, which has 15 and a half seconds left in it.
Cleanly played first quarter.
So one of the reserves, Mason Agee at the line, he just bricked that free throw. He's got one more coming.
Shot a 15-footer, 16 feet, hit off the back iron.
Yeah, he's now 3 of 5 on the season. Doesn't play nor score a whole lot, but he's got a short, big body. That one very short. So the Cards have it. They'll get to take the last shot. Abram Howard crosses midcourt with 12 on it. Down to 9. Howard between the circle. Morrison. Drop it baseline. Rashawn Hampton wanted to launch a three. J.P. Gaines ended up in his face, but that's because Sawyer Robbins gave him a hard shove. Third foul on Lincoln County. The Cards will run a play with 4 seconds. Eli Craig will come in. Abram Howard out. GRC will set two players, a player at each block on the baseline. Morrison at the foul line. Ashford looking for a cutter. Rayshon, catch and shoot, three, fade away, didn't go down. On the rebound, Craig's got it, and Eli couldn't get it up in time. But GRC, as Bobby described, both teams, a well-played first quarter, cleanly played. GRC leading at the end of one. It's the Cardinals, boys 18, Lincoln County Patriots 13. Second quarter play coming your way. 1 minute right here on WWKY.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
Need a new ride, need it today. I wanna do business the country time way. Honesty, integrity, that's a great mix. I'm Winchester bound at exit 96. Cause I ain't into gimmicks, and neither are they. I'm gonna buy my ride the country time way. The country time way. The country time way.
Buy your next ride, buy your next ride, buy your next ride.
Second quarter play, GRC, the Cardinals leading 18-13 here in boys action. Eli Craig, Malachi Ashford, Rayshon Hampton, Breland Morrison, J.P. Gaines. Bobby, that girls game, it came to an end.
Yes, it did, and the Cardinals were totally dominant from stem to stern. A very, very solid 71-25 victory.
So GRC girls will play tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, and looked like a travel. Yeah. It was. Yeah, wanted to throw, it was Sawyer Horton, wanted to throw the skip pass. He turns it over. Third miscue by Lincoln County. Give it back to GRC to begin the second quarter. Cards shot well, Bobby, quarter. They hit 4 of 5 from three-point range.
That can get you the lead.
It will. Driving in, Rayshon Hampton, right of the lane, leaves it for Eli Craig. Tried to go one-on-one against his 2-3 zone. Couldn't find a gap. He's got it, and he throws it on the baseline. Morrison elevates, missed it at the rim. Taken away there by Seth Horton. Again, these Lincoln County guys, not overly tall, 6'2". Tallest guy will be 6'3", but very, very strong and physically fit. Out on top between the circle, a lot of dribbling, Cash Baird. He throws it over to Knuckles. Knuckles drops it to Robbins. They go into Horton. Gaines playing behind him. Horton in the paint. Elevates. Missed a shot. JP tipped it, but coming in is the other Horton. Sawyer Horton. He'll shoot a three with Gaines flying at him and hit it.
Well, it was a matter of time where they were going to finally get one down because they've taken their share of them.
7 points in second chance scoring for Lincoln County. Pulls the Patriots to within two. Perimeter passing. Ashford long three. That'll stretch the defense as well. Ashford's second three in this game.
Just look like a layup to him, at least today.
Yeah, they got range. I mean, it was near that white volleyball court stripe. Sawyer Robbins hands it off. Knuckles driving in, driving. Good defense by Craig. Gaines with a rebound and miss. Off to Ashford. He's in a hurry. 2-on-2. Malachi left blocks. Kick it out. Morrison, three ball. Not there, short. Craig flying in there. Kept it alive. Got it to Rayshon Hampton. Bounce pass to Morrison. Morrison in the paint, rolling. Bank shot, missed it, but a foul.
Second chance opportunity by the Cards due to ball hawking on the offensive boards.
Second foul on Sawyer Robinson. He's got 4 points and a key starter for Coach Jeff Jackson's Patriots. And Breland Morrison calmly knocks down a free throw as keeping that ball alive allows Morrison to score here at the rim. And Coach Jackson pulls off Sawyer Robbins. Playing with two fouls. He's the third leading scorer. Is Morrison 4-4 at the free throw line. He's got 6 in the game.
Card's biggest lead at 7 here at the 6-minute mark of the second.
Lincoln County with the ball in the front court. Ball fake out there by Horton. That's Sawyer Horton. He's got the ball coming in the game. Trevor Miracle. Now they throw it into the paint. Knocked away. Morrison picks up the miss. The errant pass. Ashford spinning, shooting, scoring in the paint. He got double teamed. And a look of disbelief was Cash Baird, and he goes to the Lincoln sideline and says, I had him covered.
Had him covered, but he also had a ball fake he wasn't anticipating, and that led to the foul.
Malachi Ashford, just like water there, there was a crack, and he found it. He just poured himself right in there and made that basket, and now he caps it off with a three-point play. Nine in the game for the sophomore guard, and timeout called on the floor. Time called. It'll be a full timeout by Lincoln County. We'll be back in 1 minute.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
Ten-point lead for GRC here at the Richmond Car and Truck Holiday Classic at Madison Central High School. Maddox Campbell checks in for GRC at that timeout. Campbell, Craig, Morrison, Hampton, and Ashford on the floor. Driving shot thrown up off the board, missed, and Campbell with a rebound for GRC. In a hurry, Ashford feeds Craig. Bounce pass to Morrison on the blocks. Tried to get it across the lane. Too much interior passing and a steal by Lincoln County. Knuckles has to go high to pull it down on the right wing. Craig steps out on him. Knuckles with a ball fake, 10-footer, rimmed out. Campbell with his second rebound and as many trips down the floor. Hands it off to Malachi Ashford, and with 5 minutes to go in the first half, Cards with the ball and a 10-point lead. Represents her longest, correct?
That's it, without question.
Little two-man game. High pick by Ashford. He goes over to Craig, baseline 15-footer, got the roll.
Got the roll.
He had a tough angle, too, Bobby.
Well, his angle wasn't very good from the corner, but he nailed it. Cards up 28-16.
Six different GRC players have scored in this game. Lincoln County walks it up. Cardinals staying man-to-man. Horton offering a high ball screen. Double stack. As Baird can't get it, they throw it in the back court, and Hampton with a steal. Driving, layup, got it.
12 in a row for the Cards. 30-16 lead here at the 420 mark. They are under control.
Well, we got a 30-second timeout called by the Lincoln County bench with the Cards up 30-16. Bobby's got a message. More after this.
Folks, if you all want to take advantage of this opportunity, which ends December 31st, you need to get after it. Equip yourself with the best deals of the year during New Holland's Value Bonanza. Going on now at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Get 0% financing for 60 months or choose big cash back on select mid-range tractors, including Workmaster Utility Power Star. Whatever the task, these versatile tractors get the job done. Work smarter with year-end value bonanza savings at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Stop in today and remember, offer ends December 31st.
Lincoln County with the ball after that timeout. Cardinals stay with the same personnel. We'll set that shortly. Horton with a high post pass. Kicks it out now with it. The other Horton, Sawyer Horton, with a little leaner in the lane. Off balance shot, and he put it in. He's got five all in the quarter.
Did a nice spin move in there. Went up over the defense. Stroked it in to break a 12-0 scheme run by the Cards.
Midway through the second quarter, Ashford goes to the right side of the lane. Shoots a fadeaway. Missed it. Morrison with a rebound. Tries to bully his way in. A good leaner, a jump hook put back by Breland Morrison. He's playing fantastic.
Yeah, it took strength to get that ball up and over, and he had it, and Cards back up.
Knuckles with it. Goes over in the corner to Baird. Baird down in the blocks, right side. Horton kicks it out to Seth Horton. His three is good, so a little inside-outside. Seth to Sawyer Horton. He has 8 points all in this quarter. Cards with a 32-21 lead. Coach Cook talking to Malachi Ashford as Ashford crosses midcourt now. Dangles off to the right, handed off to Rashawn Hampton. Hampton, just a blow-by move, got to the rim, hit the deck, and goes rolling on the floor. He sold it, but he was fouled and put in there hard. Trevor Miracle got him.
Yeah, he got slammed to the floor without question there.
Three team fouls by Lincoln County as it will send Rashawn Hampton to the free throw line. Last year, he led the team in free throw shooting. This year, he is fourth on the team, 72%. This free throw is good. 9 points in the game. Gaines comes into the game. He's going to relieve Breland Morrison. Morrison, who played fantastic.
A well-earned break for him at the 3:10 mark.
8 points, four offensive rebounds. He's played just really strong. Rashawn Hampton makes both free throws. He's in double figures with 10 points. Came into the game averaging 16.5.
Cards up 13.
Got 3 minutes to go before halftime, and GRC stays with a man-to-man. Lincoln County, the bigger team, and now they're going to shoot an outside shot. And the other Horton, this one, Seth Horton, he hits the three.
They're shooting those long shots with confidence, and they're starting to find the range a little bit. That's two straight.
They're come out of that. Now they're staying with the zone. Thought they were going to match up. Skip pass. Hampton from the right to the left. High post to Gaines. Craig moves over. Got himself open. Shot the three and hit it from the left baseline. Move without the ball. Move. Give it up and get it back.
Had just enough time to set himself, measure the defense, sight the shot, and stroke it home.
Good assist by Gaines. Again, like Bobby and I are telling you, you give it up, and Eli got it right back. And traveling called, and that's a tough one on Knuckles.
Yeah.
As Craig and Gaines just double-teamed him, pinched him.
Pinched him, and he lost his balance, had a little shuffle in there. So Cards with a chance to get their biggest lead here, leading by 13 at the 220 mark.
Six turnovers by Lincoln County, only three by GRC. Cards run the weave out on top against this 2-3 zone. The two up at tops at each elbow. Craig with a ball fake. Tried to feed a bounce pass into Campbell. That's picked off. Turnover number four. Knuckles, left side to go to Robbins. Trailing the play, Horton. Kind of a slow developing play, but a confident three, as we've said. Raised and missed, and here's Ashford with a rebound. He's in a hurry. Drives it in the front court. Flip it off to get Craig. Craig, bounce pass. Campbell, spot up three. Missed it from the wing.
Wow.
Rashawn Hampton kept it alive. J.P. Gaines couldn't finish at the rim. Cards had three looks at it.
Yeah, two good ones in close. It just happened not to go this time.
With the ball, Baird throws a high post pass. Horton flashes up there, Campbell on him. They double Horton. That leaves Robbins open. His floater at the rim is missed, and we're lucky we didn't get an and one there because he can really jump. And Maddox Campbell caught on the baseline. He had to have weak side help, Bobby. He got there, but Robbins can get up.
Oh, sure. He can leap, and he can get it off of his fingertips quickly as well and incur the contact with the shot already having been released.
Robbins at the line. He's got a strange free throw. Takes it, wraps it around behind his head, but he's 3 of 3 at the foul line on the season, 82%. He's got another one coming. He scored 4 points in the first quarter, got two fouls, and had to sit for quite a bit. Nice-looking player for Coach Jackson, a sophomore.
Yeah, that 82% from the line's not shabby either.
That's solid.
That is pretty good.
Cardinals with the ball and an 11-point lead with a minute 15 to go before halftime. And 2-3 zone by Lincoln County. And Ashford drawing a lot of contact from Knuckles. Takes in, draws a double team, wraparound pass. Eli Craig, he's in a tight spot. Eli throws it to Gaines, high post. They try a backdoor cut. Hampton can't get free. Now he takes it, and Baird comes to get him. Lincoln County going man-to-man. Card set two on the blocks, two at the elbows, and Hampton said, give me room, guys, and he makes it at the rim.
Cleared out the left side by swinging him to the other wing, and Rashawn did the rest by himself.
Like that left-handed layup at the rim. Here's a pass. Hampton gambled. Goes in the backcourt. Robbins got it. Goes over to Horton. 33 seconds. Clock rolling. Cardinals up 13. Lincoln County in the half court. GRC going man-to-man. Baird leaves it over to Horton. Horton skipped past the Knuckles over on the right side. Baird trying to come between the circles. He wants the ball, and he's got it. Rashawn Hampton looks at him, and Baird gives it right back. Clock at 14. Cardinal fans clapping. GRC has played defense. Tough, tough, tight defense. Skip pass. Craig gambled. Came up dry, but Maddox Campbell picks up the loose ball. Campbell at the rim, drew the foul. Nearly had the and one, and Coach Cook nodding his head, clenched fist, saying, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, what you have to do if you're being passive defensively, you've got to jump in there and make something happen. So he went to that trap with about 30 seconds left in the first half, and it reaped rewards on that one.
Campbell at the free throw line for the Cardinals. Free throw is good. Campbell becomes the seventh Cardinal player to score in this game. Chase Pace in. Also, Abram Howard. Campbell has another free throw coming.
Just 2 seconds left.
He's now 3 of 3 on the season, and it'll have to be 3 of 4. He missed that one. Launch at the horn, and that's woefully short by Lincoln County. GRC, a good 2 quarters of basketball, scoring right at the clip that they like. It's a quickened pace. And the Cardinals lead at halftime by a score of 40-26. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. We will take a 2-minute timeout break here when we come back. At halftime, we will have a halftime show that will include game scoring stats and summary. All that coming up from Madison Central High School at the Richmond Car and Truck Holiday Classic. More to come in 2 minutes on WWKY.
Attention, small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
This is Adam Zofie, Vice President and Bluegrass Market President for Citizens Bank of Kentucky. The little things make all the difference. A friendly smile when you walk in the door. A kind voice on our side of the line when you call. The convenience of online and mobile banking. Meeting your business banking needs in a timely fashion. It's the little things we do at Citizens Bank of Kentucky that sets us apart. Stop in today to learn what we can do for you.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, member FDIC.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app.
Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Halftime of this basketball game, the George Rogers Clark boys basketball team. They lead at halftime over Lincoln County. The Patriots out of the 12th region. It's GRC 40, Lincoln County 26. It was 18-13 at the end of the first quarter. Cardinals opened up, hit their first 5 shots from the floor. 3 of those were 3-point baskets. The only thing they missed in the first quarter, Bobby, was rebound putbacks. They shoot a very robust 56.5% from the floor overall, 13 of 23, 6 of 10 from 3-point range, 8 of 9 at the free throw line. We've seen games like this. This is not an anomaly.
Well, their last game, they shot well over 50, I think 55 or 6%. So if this is a sign of things to come, then let's just leave it where it is, because these kids are contagious. But big thing is they're moving the ball, they're taking shots under control, they're measuring up and attacking when need be, and for the most part are in the right place at the right time for those putback attempts.
And Coach Cook's played 8 guys in the first half. You and I were talking off mic. He's used his personnel well, and knowing that this is a three-day tournament, you got some guys with some illnesses and some guys nursing some injuries, so he's giving optimal breaks. Like pull somebody out with a minute to go in a quarter. They get an extra minute break.
Sure.
Pull somebody out just before halftime. They're going to get 6 minutes of rest. So he knows how to coach them.
Well, he's doing a good job, and yet the key to it is when you put someone in, you don't have any slippage, and they have had none, if any, slippage here in the first half. Only got 1 point off the bench, and that was the last one, Maddox Campbell's free throw, but Maddox got two or three rebounds. He had a steal on an errant pass, got to the foul line, drew a foul, and so they have all nine been very, very effective in the first half.
I told you the GRC shooting numbers, 56.5 from the floor, 13 of 23 overall, 60%, 6 of 10, 3-point shooting, 8 of 9, 88, almost 89% at the foul line. For Lincoln County, 9 of 21, 43% from the floor, 4 of 11, 3-point range, 36.5%, 4 of 6 at the foul line, 66.5%. Points in the paint, 11-10 edge to Lincoln County. Points off turnovers, an 8-3 edge to the Cardinals. Second chance scoring, 7-6 edge to Lincoln County. Fast break scoring, 6-0 edge for GRC. So those are some of the team numbers in the rebounding. 14 rebounds for the Cardinals, 10 for Lincoln County. Turnovers, 6 committed by the Patriots, 4 committed by GRC. We have a halftime here, and the score is 40-26, GRC leading. We will take a one-minute break. When we come back, individual stats. We'll get you refreshing you on the girls' score, all that coming up in the halftime show in 1 minute here on WWKY.
The Paris Dockyards is currently closed for the holiday season. Take this time and spend it with family and friends and enjoy the holidays. The Paris Dockyards thanks you again for another incredible year. The next sale will be Thursday, January the 4th. Happy holidays from this area's premier stockyards, the Paris Stockyards, where it's farmers doing business with farmers. Once again, Paris Stockyards is currently closed for the holiday season. First sale next year, January the 4th.
It's the holidays, and with all that extra activity can come more injuries and emergencies. The emergency department at Clark Regional is open 24/7. Let the caring and experienced medical staff care for you and your family for any emergency that may arise. Don't put off going to the ER for severe injury or illness. Count on Clark for emergency care right here, close to home. For more information, visit online at clarkregional.org.
The George Roger Clark Cardinals leading 40-26 at halftime over Lincoln County. The Cardinals now coming out of the locker room for the shootaround. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. For a look at some of the individual numbers. I shared the team numbers with you. For the Cardinals, for the Patriots, 8 points in the first half and 3 rebounds by Sawyer Horton. He's one of 2 seniors. Horton's these twin brothers, big guys, big bruising type guys, very physical in their play. You've got Sawyer Horton, 8 points, 3 rebounds, 6 points and 3 rebounds for Sawyer Robbins. Cash Baird with 5 points, 2 rebounds, 5 points for Seth Horton in the ballgame. Leading player in the steals category, that would be Seth Horton as well. 4 other Lincoln County players have played but failed to score. You do have 1 point by Trevor Miracle. For GRC, Rayshawn Hampton, 12 points with 1 rebound, 4 of 5 shooting overall on the floor, 2 assists and 1 steal. He played all the first half. 5 points in the game for Eli Craig to go along with 3 rebounds. He played 14 minutes. Malachi Ashford, 9 points and 2 rebounds. In 16 minutes of play, he dished out 3 assists. Playing 13 minutes, it was J.P. Gaines. Gaines, 3 rebounds, 5 points, 2 assists, 2 steals in his effort on the floor. Playing 13 minutes as well, Breland Morrison, 2 rebounds. Those are on the offensive glass. 4 of 4 for Morrison at the foul line, en route to an 8 point and 1 steal. Also playing 6 minutes, Maddox Campbell, 1 of 2 at the foul line. He took a 3-point shot, didn't hit that, but did pull down 2 rebounds to go along with a 1 point and a 1 steal. Other playing for GRC, Abram Howard played a couple of minutes, as did Chase Pace. And the Cardinals lead here in a halftime. They lead here by a score of 40-26. Bobby, Coach Cook called a 30-second timeout in the first quarter. Little nip and tuck, and then made a difference.
Well, he and his squad just took off from that point, and they were actually in a situation where they were down 9-8 at the 5-minute mark of the first quarter after having jumped out to a 6-2 and 8-4 lead. But from that point on, they took control. And as we see by the halftime score, outscored that team 15 points in that time frame from the 5-minute mark till the end of the first half, to where they're in a 14-point, 40-26 lead at intermission.
Lincoln County out of the 12th region. They come out of the locker room. They're on the floor going through a shoot-around as we get ready. Second half play coming up. Both teams will be heading to their benches. Horn sounds. We'll take our final 30-second break. We come back. We'll have second half play coming your way after this brief message.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
40-26, George Rogers Clark leading Lincoln County. And again, the Cardinal girls, the George Rogers Clark girls down to Tennessee in Greenville, Tennessee, win 71-25. Big win. They will play tomorrow at 9 o'clock, and that'll be tomorrow night, 9 p.m., and that'll be down in Greenville, Tennessee, which I imagine is on Central Time. They just got back from Jackson, so this trip not quite as far, but still down in that area.
Well, it's down there, and he told us last week that he was going to have some good competition down there, and given the fact that the team they played today was ranked 23rd in their division, you would expect, having incurred or won that first game, that the intensity is going to pick up.
And he said it's an old school type tournament, so a lot of traditional teams. Lincoln County playing a zone. GRC with a basketball to begin this third quarter. Ashford drives it in, got to the right elbow, kick it to Craig, throws over the defense, catch, shoot, missed it, and Breland Morrison at the rebound. He caught it, wanted to put it up all in one motion. He had his body contorted. He was able to get up off the floor. It was a quick jump, too.
All right, there was a quick jump and a nice play coming out of halftime that could result in the two he was hoping to get if these free throws go.
Breland Morrison's free throw is good. He now has 9 points in the game. He shot 4-4 at the free throw line in the first half, and he's keeping that hot streak going at the foul line. Second free throw, and that one rolls off. One of the Horton twins with a rebound there. Handed off in Lincoln County. In the front court, throws a high post pass. Seth Horton has it, looking for Knuckles. Can't find him. It goes to Robbins. Robbins way out on the floor, gets a screen. Hampton slides through. It's Rayshawn Hampton, Malachi Ashford, J.P. Gaines, Breland Morrison, Eli Craig on the floor, man-to-man for GRC. Handed off, switch off. Craig now has Baird. Baird goes to Knuckle. Two-person game. He and Ashford switching off nicely defensively. Coach Cook and the teammates applauding that kind of effort. Boy, and you could see that foul was coming. One of those big Horton boys, he doubled his fist and spread his wings out, and he got an offensive foul.
Well, that Cards did a nice job that time defensively for holding them in check for 35 seconds and then got the turnover.
So Lincoln County, you know, you probably want to limit the possessions and you don't want to run with GRC, but right there they got an empty trip. Perimeter passing by the Cards. Now Ashford left side to Craig. 2-3 zone for Lincoln County. Ashford drives on it. Drew the defense. Kick it out to Craig. Left of the circle. He's got the ball. Driving in. Had it knocked away from him. Went right into a triple team. Turnover the other way. Here comes Lincoln County. We played a minute and a half here in the third. Cards up 41-26. Whistle away from the ball. And we've got Eli Craig called for the foul. His first, team first of this third quarter. It will give Lincoln County the ball underneath their goal. Coach Cook barking at his players as the ball is away from the bench. It goes underneath. Elevated shot missed in the paint. Here come the Cardinals. Three on one. to Craig at the rim. Couldn't finish but draws a foul. And Baird will be the one that got that one. He was in a bad spot, Bobby, 3-on-1.
Well, and that all started with a nice defensive play underneath the other basket and a quick getaway, so to speak, to where the Cards had that 2-on-1 on their end.
Eli Craig averaging 4 points per game. He makes a free throw here. He now has 6 in this ball game. Craig at the free throw line. Makes both free throws. That'll help that 50% shooting. He's got 7 today.
7. The Cards up by 17. They have done the job defensively against the Patriots.
Extending the defense out on the floor. It's still a man-to-man, but a little run and jump by GRC. Lincoln County, again, a very deliberate half-court team. Horton fires it out to his twin brother. Horton had shot the 3 and hit it. Sawyer from the left baseline.
Caught it in triple threat position and went up for the nice stroke.
Perimeter passing by GRC again. Lincoln County staying with his 2-3 zone. They bring Lane Sargent in, his first action. Eli Craig shot over him and hit a 3.
Well, you give up a 3, you get a 3.
Here comes a run and jump in the backcourt. Sargent, first touch of the ball. Passes over left wing, left of the circle, driving in, spinning. Knuckles got a little impatient. He hadn't shot a shot in a while. He missed it. He wants another one. They kick it out to him. That one's missed, and Hampton comes flying in for the Cardinals. Rayshon, left of the floor, still dribbling with that left hand. Now he hands it off to Ashford. Malachi between the circle, gets a high ball screen from Gaines. Takes it right back from Craig, left wing. Craig's hit that shot before, passed it up this time. They throw a baseline pass, and Rayshon threw something right at the feet of Breland Morrison and said, "Are you kidding me?"
No, I don't believe
Barry Larkin with a shortstop glove couldn't have dug that out.
Nobody's got that quick a set of hands.
Throw it at your feet.
Nobody.
Rayshon just shook his head. Here's a steal by Eli Craig. He wants to put it up. Goes to Hampton, or Rayshon put it in. Points his finger at Craig, said, "Thank you."
Looked like an afterthought assist, but very, very cleverly designed. Cards up 19.
In a hurry, Lincoln County runs it in the front court. Knuckles missed his last 2. To Sargent, his first shot of the game. He misses a 3. Morrison wipes the glass. Throws a pass in the front court, takes it right back. He'll spot up a 3. Side spin. Shot that hit. Breland Morrison. He has 12 points in the ball game, and the Cards really opening this thing up right now. GRC, they are 8 of 10, 3-point shooting. 51-29, Cards lead. Back after this brief message.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation has something for everyone. Stop by and try a new group fitness class. Go for a swim in one of their 2 heated indoor pools. Take a lap around their rubberized walking track. And those are just a few examples of the activities you'll find at Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation. Like them on Facebook and learn more about what Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation can offer you and your family today. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation, 15 Wheeler Avenue.
It's 51-29, GRC, the Cardinal boys leading Lincoln County. And while Bobby and I weren't pulling some espionage, you could hear Coach Jackson from here. The program hit the hardwood, and he says, "Don't drop your heads. You've got to fight them."
Yeah, play basketball. There's still plenty of time left here.
And he's challenging his players. He's looking them right in the face. He took a couple of the starters off and set them on the bench and looking at them eye to eye. Lincoln County with the ball. The Cardinals have Morrison, Ashford, Gaines, Craig, and Hampton on the floor. A little shaky with the ball handling, and Lincoln County hasn't crossed midcourt yet. Now they throw a dangerous pass. 3 players are on the floor. No time called yet. Spinning, shooting is Sargent. He missed it. Ashford kept it alive, and Craig digs out the rebound. Eli down the right side of the floor, kicks it out. Morrison bluffed to 3, might have got away with a shuffle, throws it out. Nobody home, and GRC is going to turn it over. So they had everything good going their way and somehow found a way to mess it up.
Well, that's
That's only the first miscue of the second half.
Well, and an overpassing miscue looking for your teammate. So those are excusable.
Patriots have the ball. The Cardinals send in Maddox Campbell. He comes in for Morrison. Campbell guarding one of those big Horton boys. Horton kicks it out to Sargent. Sargent with a left-hand dribble hands it off to Knuckles. Gaines make that Craig and Ashford double team. Backdoor cut. J.P. Gaines tried to get the ball, and they're going to say out of bounds on the end line. It was one of the Horton Sawyer that time. 10 turnovers for Lincoln County. Man. And with 3:43 to go in the third quarter, Cards up 51-29. Personnel changes for Coach Jeff Jackson's Lincoln County team. And Coach Cook brings in Abram Howard.
Yeah, he gave those starters a 30-second look from the bench and said, you guys better get in there. Let's see what you're made of.
Cards with the ball. They run a double screen. Hampton comes off. He's got it. Top of the key. Three ball off the back iron. Caught part of the tether cord, but no call. And here come the Patriots. Baird between the circle. Abram Howard picking him up. Freshman point guard for GRC, seeing his playing time increase. Driving in left to the lane is Horton. Kick it out. Here's a shot by Horton on a three. That's missed. Rebound comes out to Malachi Ashford. Two on one. Ashford took contact. Missed it. Gaines got the rebound. Fadeaway shot. Shot it short with Robbins hanging on his hip. Going the other way now is Knuckles. Wrap around pass to Robbins. Fast break bucket, the first of the game for Lincoln County.
Good action on both ends. A conversion at the end of the play, but not quite on GRC's end. But good effort both ways.
Gaines took a lot of contact. As Bobby said, you just didn't finish it. Backdoor cut. JP got that one. He'll put it in. He didn't get the rebound put back, but he gets the backdoor slashing cut.
Malley measured it perfect from the top and made a nice dish.
Cards up now, 53-31. High post pass. Robbins with a ball fake. Campbell, good defense, and looked like Maddox got him as Robbins went right of the lane after the ball fake, took him in the paint. For Campbell, that's his second, team second of this third quarter. Clock has stopped, 2:21 to go. Cards up big. At the line, Seth Horton. His free throw is good. He has 6 points in the game for Lincoln County, who have two baskets by Seth's twin brother, Sawyer Horton. In over 5.5 minutes, they've got two baskets.
Yeah, they've struggled to score.
Another free throw on the way, and that one looks woefully short, and it is. Gaines corrals it for GRC. Lincoln County comes in averaging less than 55 points per game. Cards almost have that here in three quarters. Driving in, Ashford, ball fake. He's in trouble, and they're going to call the foul. That'll be Horton. He picks up his third, team fourth.
Yeah, it was not a three-second violation, but he held that ball in there tight and had about three players grabbing at him.
Gaines has it deep in the left corner, spins baseline. Reverse layup, got it in. Athletic, acrobatic move by J.P. Gaines.
We've seen that play before.
Nine in the game for Gaines. Perimeter passing by Lincoln County. Abram Howard fights through a screen. Knuckles trying to take him down inside. He got blindsided, and Hampton took it away. Rayshon at the rim, went left, shot it with the right, and scored.
He just pilfered right near the top of the key and took it all the way under duress.
10 points in fast break scoring for the Cardinals. 10 of their 57. Horton goes down inside. Ball fake, elevated, missed it. His twin brother got it, put it up and in. 15 in the game for Sawyer Horton. Cash Baird, the leading scorer. He and Blade Knuckles, those two guys average 26 points combined. They've got anything. Maddox Campbell, he tries his second three. That one's missed. Leads to a run out, but the Cardinals back in good shape. Here's Baird. He launched a three, missed it. On the rebound, flying on the floor. Campbell comes away with the rebound after Lincoln County couldn't control it. Abram Howard puts up the shot, and he's got a blocking foul on Blade Nichols, who's laying on the floor laughing as he felt like he had the spot. That's five fouls against Lincoln in this quarter, but it'll be a two-shot shooting foul for Howard.
One thing about Coach Cook's teams is that when they get it, they go. And they went on that one.
Howard missed the free throw. He scored 7 points on the season. Craig into the game, also Breland Morrison. Those two guys joined Maddox Campbell, Rashawn Hampton, and at the line, Abram Howard.
Missed them all.
They missed both free throws. Lincoln County with the ball inside of a minute. Clock rolling here in the third. Cards up big. High post pass deflected. Give and go, not there. So Horton shoots an 18-footer. Missed it. Breland Morrison up high for the rebound. Off to Hampton. Rashawn with Barrett on his hip. Stop and go move. Needs help. Throws a skip pass. Craig has it left of the circle. Eli methodically puts it on the floor. Now goes to Abram Howard. Man-to-man by Lincoln County. Howard between the circle. Clock at 18. Now 17. Howard still dribbling. Card spread the floor. Last time they were in this situation, it was a blow-by by Rashawn Hampton. Will they do it again? Rashawn's deep in the right corner. He circles around, moves without the ball. They're going to want Howard to go one-on-one. His up and under is not there, and it goes out of bounds. They're going to give it to Lincoln County. Well, it's tough for a freshman to learn that way, isn't it?
Yeah.
He had two guys hanging on him.
Well, you've got 0.8 tenths of a second left, so he was trying to get the shot. Well,
they're going to give it to GRC, so it's got to be a tip at the rim. So lob it to Morris, and that'll do it. Third quarter comes to an end. GRC, though, leading big. Here is the closeout three quarters of play. Cardinals of George Rogers Clark, 57-34 for the Lincoln County Patriots. Bobby and I'll be back. We got fourth and final quarter coming up. Cards leading 57-34. Back in a minute.
Traditional Bank loves helping people who help others. We work with nonprofits to simplify business banking and get you back to your purpose. With tight budgets and staff who wear multiple hats, nonprofits have unique banking needs. Our business bankers can help streamline processes, deliver deposit solutions, and provide training and support every step of the way. We're making nonprofit banking easier so you can focus on meeting your mission. Start your partnership with Traditional Bank today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX 4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain. Armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology, take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000. Available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
George Rogers Clark Cardinal boys team 9-0 on the season, playing Lincoln County at 4-5. The Cardinals leading 57-34 as we move into the fourth quarter. Patriots of Lincoln County out of the 12th region will have the ball. The Cardinals have Hampton, Ashford, Morrison, Gaines, and Craig to begin the fourth quarter. Perimeter passing by Lincoln County with its Baird out on top. I mentioned their two top scorers, 26 points per game combined. They don't have but four in this ball game. And, Bobby, if the guards aren't penetrating and feeding them big, beefy, stout boys on the blocks, they're having trouble scoring.
Well, there's no question. Averaging 55 points a game in high school through basically the first half of the season just isn't quite enough offensive productivity.
No, and if you shut the guards down, as which GRC has done, makes it tough. There's Eli Craig blocking a shot of Blade Knuckles, but Knuckles will draw the foul. Eli kind of grinning, saying, I know what I did, Coach. I leaned into him.
He got him on the arm, but it was a nice step-back attempt, and Eli did everything he could to stop it, but was unable to. So free throws coming.
Knuckles, one of those leading scorers on the season. He has but 2 points. He shot that one short. Again, seven points out of two players that normally get him 26 combined.
Yeah, averaging 13 a game here. He finally got one down.
3 points in the game for that guard, Knuckles. Excuse me. He's a senior. A little bit of a three-quarter trap now by Lincoln County. The Cards need to respond, and Coach Cook saying, I saw this coming, and you didn't respond what I called. So he calls a 30-second timeout. Bobby's got a message he'd like to share.
Equip yourself with the best deals of the year during New Holland's Value Bonanza. Going on now at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Get 0% financing for 60 months or choose big cash back on select mid-range tractors, including Workmaster Utility Power Star. Whatever the task, these versatile tractors get the job done. Work smarter with year-end Value Bonanza savings at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Stop in today. But hurry, offer ends December 31st.
Nice crowd on hand for GRC. A lot of support here, and the fans appreciating what the Cardinals are doing in this game. 57-35, they lead Lincoln County. Cards with a ball on their end of the floor. Craig, Gaines, Morrison, Hampton, and Ashford out of that timeout. They run the weave. Lincoln County going man-to-man, wraparound pass. Craig to Morrison at the rim. Like that pass. It was a timing play, Bobby.
Yeah, he does a nice job of drawing out plays out of half times, quarter stops, or times out, and that was a beauty.
Morrison in the paint with the basket. Here's Gaines, broke up a play. Hampton with a loose ball, lead pass to Craig, shot rejected at the rim. Up there to block that shot, Robbins, he can leap. He leaped and blocked the shot, but Gaines with his second steal, his mini trip to Ashford at the rim, put it in with one hand.
How about Eli Craig on one end getting blocked and then coming down and causing the deflection and the subsequent bucket for the Cards on the other.
Ashford 11 in the game, got 9 in the first half. Give and go, not there by Beard. They work off the high post with Horton. Leaned his shoulder in, then throws a pass out to Robbins, who hits a three. Where's he been? Well, he's been on the bench, gotten foul trouble. Robbins hits that three, 6 of 15 from three-point shooting as Lincoln County. They offer a trap. GRC breaks the pressure. They're in the front court with Ashford left of the circle, drawing a double team. Craig floats it out. Dangerous pass. Hampton's got it. Bounce pass in traffic. J.P. Gaines goes up and draws a foul. Rashawn Hampton threaded the needle with a bounce pass in the paint.
Yeah, they had a couple of chances on that set to get it to him, but on the second one, he split the gap, so to speak, and got J.P. on the line.
Gaines with a free throw, and that one's good. J.P. now in double figures with 10 points.
Very, very steady senior player who always guards the toughest man on the opposing team.
Makes both free throws. Played a solid game.
Usually does.
Rebounding defensively, as Bobby described, and now double figures with 10 points, averaging 7 a game. Cards going man-to-man. Lincoln County, long three by Knuckles. That's good. It's amazing, Bobby. He couldn't get a free throw to the front of the rim, but he hit a 22-footer.
Well, he was in rhythm and certainly found the mark.
Cards with the ball near midcourt. Hampton over to Ashford. Malachi draws a double team. They go to Rashawn. Hampton trying to make a move. Robbins and Baird double team him. Dangerous pass. Ashford can't get it. Lincoln County with a run out, and Robbins at the other end. That is their second fast break bucket, and the Cards just a little sloppy with the ball.
3-on-0 is usually going to net 2 points, and
yeah,
that's what they had.
Cardinals cross midcourt, 5 minutes to play in the game, GRC up 20. There's another dangerous pass. It's saved by Lincoln County, and the Patriots with a 3-on-2, and they score again.
And we
back-to-back buckets by Sawyer Robbins on turnovers, and Coach Cook doesn't like that. You're not going to close out and end the game with some poor ball handling and decision-making. Time called by GRC, it'll be a full timeout. 63-45, Cardinals lead, back in 1 minute.
Are you tired of being put on hold for minutes on end? Do you want to speak to a person instead of a machine? Do you want your pharmacist to know you by name when they see you? At HCA, they take your health care personally. They work with you to make your health the best it can be. HCA is locally owned and operated. Jamie Farrell has over a decade of experience and looks forward to earning your business. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, 1113 West Lexington Avenue, Winchester.
Nothing better than enjoying Kentucky scenic roadways by motorcycle, huh? But there is one thing almost as good, being insured by Kentucky's own insurance company, Kentucky Farm Bureau. Plus, you get a multi-policy discount if you're already a Kentucky Farm Bureau insurance policy holder. Nice to know when the wind's in your face, someone you trust has your back. Kentucky Farm Bureau, now offering motorcycle insurance.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Cardinals with the ball after that timeout. Perimeter passing by GRC, and again, dangerous pass to Breland Morrison at the right elbow. He was double-teamed, tried to go attack the basket, and a foul by Blade Nichols.
Yeah, they finally got the ball in the foul line area that time, and that's a thing that they didn't do the previous two possessions where they gave up those two uncontested layups.
Here's a dangerous pass and another turnover by the Cards. Nine in the game. They've had five in this second half. 4.5 minutes to play in the game. Knuckles lost the ball. Just a wild attempt. He wanted to shoot one up and just threw it out of bounds up over the backboard. Coach Jackson irritated with that. He's going to put Sargent in and kindly escorts him to the sideline, to the scorer's table. Here's Craig, dribbles by a double team. Ashford has it, top of the key. He's double teamed by two taller players. Left of the circle, Craig, skip it right. Cards spread the floor. Nice pass into Gaines. Power dribble, created space, put it up and in with two hands.
And he had two defenders right there with him, but they chose to let him go up without any contest at all.
Got some separation with a nice power dribble. High post to Sawyer Horton, over to Robbins, spacing not real good. Now they spread it out. Seth Robbins with a shot that's missed. Rashawn Hampton with a rebound, throws a long pass to Breland Morrison. At the rim, it goes in. Three revolutions, and it finally dropped.
Good all-around bucket.
There you go. Couldn't have said it better, Bobby.
Back up to 22 here at the 333 mark.
Lincoln County with a ball in the front court. Long three put up and missed, and J.P. Gaines up there high above everyone else to jerk it down. Goes to Ashford. Malachi shifts gears. Got to the lane. Scoop shot at the rim. Not there. Morrison's tip follow. That won't go, and Robbins has the rebound for Lincoln County. 6'3 sophomore left of the circle. Picked up by Ashford. Malachi going for the ball and nearly picked his pocket. They're going to call the foul on Ashford. That's his second. Cards first in this fourth quarter. Second, rather, in this fourth quarter. Each team with two team fouls. Knuckles comes out, and Coach Jackson talking to him intently on the sideline as Sargent checks in. Give and go to Robbins. At the rim, he missed a gimme. He and Morrison tied up on a jump ball, and he missed at the rim, and the high flyer got up there, but his finger roll didn't go like Morrison's.
Boy, what a neat give and go, and yet you didn't finish, and that cost you the ball.
Ashford looks at a 1-2-2. It's a three-quarter trap. Craig has it. High post to Breland Morrison. He got to the rim and stuck it in.
Got it in there, and the defender had to make it to stay with him or go to the wing. He went to the wing, and Breland back up to the 24-point deuce.
18 in the game for Morrison. Backdoor cut shut down nicely by the interior defense of Breland Morrison. Sargent out near midcourt, nearly in the backcourt. Baird has it. Skip it left side. Robbins wants to shoot. He drives in. Shot blocked by Gaines. Morrison's got it. Lead outlet to Eli Craig. Got it at the rim. The Cardinal fans standing and applauding as GRC on a run out.
71-45. 26-point cush here. Approaching 2 minutes.
12 in the game for Craig. Got a start today. Throw it out to Robbins with a three-point. That's good. Gaines flying at him, and that is a second three-point shot by Horton, I should say. Ashford's going to walk it up inside of 2 minutes. The Cards leading 71-48. Double team in the front court. Ashford looking for a lob to Gaines, running the baseline. Instead, a high post pass is picked off. Lead pass to Robbins at the rim. He put it up and in. So a little bit of tempo by Lincoln County, but too late. GRC's already put this one away. Craig, double team, bounce pass to Ashford, high post to Morrison. He's in the paint, needs to get rid of it. He does. Rashawn Hampton, only his second shot in his second half, and that three is short. Lincoln County with a ball, and we've had five Cardinals wanting to come in the last four trips down the floor. We've got traveling called now on Lincoln County, and both benches are going to empty them out. For the Cardinals, Haddon Cecil, Abram Howard, Chase Pace, Maddox Campbell, and Tybee Flannery.
Yeah, they're going to keep possession.
Lincoln County keeps it. So they didn't call traveling. They just said keep the clock running and get these guys in the game. Miracle with a three-point shot for Lincoln that's missed. Howard with a rebound. Approaching a minute to play. Cards up 21. Howard dribbling between the circle. Cards spread the floor. Haddon Cecil, first touch of the ball. Dribbles around, just keeping possession. Abram Howard with it. And Cecil will shoot a three. He caught it.
Uh-oh.
Flannery got a rebound and miss. He can't follow. Got his own board. Wants to go back up. That ball will slick his glass, and it goes off his hands out of bounds. So big guy Flannery had a couple of looks. I was wanting to see him stick it in, Bobby.
He was on the golf course yesterday. I was, too. I wanted him, too.
Well, hey, you got to hone his skills, you know.
Well, you got to have that touch.
You know, and you know, a lot of golf is, you being a professional, no, it's imagery and visualization, and it helps you in basketball too. You got to visualize what am I going to do.
And you've got to have hands.
You've got to have hands. Good point. Sargent makes a free throw. He's got another one coming for, it's a 20-point GRC lead, and now Sargent's free throw makes it a 19-point Cardinal lead with 36 and a half seconds. Abram Howard looks over at the bench. Coach Cook, arms crossed, knowing his team has pushed its record to 10-0. Howard, five count on him. Sargent all over him. Goes to Pace. Chase Pace, he'll launch a three. Missed that one. Haddon Cecil tried to crash the board, couldn't get it. Cards now 8 of 15 from three-point shooting.
Yeah, but they made them when it counted.
14 seconds. Yes, sir, they did. 10 on the clock. Kick it out. Three-point shot by Lincoln County.
Oh,
that goes
what
in.
What a roll.
Pendergraph with a three-pointer. So now 9 three-point shots made by Lincoln County. They make it a little closer, but the Cards took this one over, and they win running away in a final. It's 71-55. GRC with a win. The Cardinals move their record to 10-0, while Lincoln County, they fall to 4-6. Two-minute timeout. Bobby and I'll be back. We've got a post-game show that will include game scoring, stats, and summary. All that coming up on your home for GRC Sports, WWKY.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester-Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, the beat goes on for GRC. The Cardinal boys win this one in a final, 71-55, a game in which GRC led this entire game. Didn't play catch-up, Bobby. They took it over in the midway through the first quarter, stretched it out, it was Lincoln County making some points there late, but they were inconsequential as the Cards had already put this one away.
Cards had a 26-point lead here with a little over 2 minutes left in the game, and actually gave up the final 10 points of the game so that Lincoln County could hit its year's average of 55 points. But Cards with a comfortable, very, very efficient 71-55 victory over a team that just didn't have answers for GRC's hot shooting.
And Lincoln County got just about as many shots as GRC, but did not, they failed to compare in percentages. Looking at the percentages, it was 19 of 44 shooting for Lincoln County, 43%, 9 of 22 from three-point range for 41%, 8 of 12 at the free throw line, 66.5%. For GRC Cardinals, who blistered the Nets to 58% in the first half, they don't do too shabby in the second half. They come on, and for the game, the Cardinals shoot 54.5% on 25 of 46. They were 8 of 17 from the three-point range, missing their last four, but still shot 47%. And at the foul line, a coach can live with 13 of 17. He got 76.5% at the foul line. Looking at some of the other critical points, GRC with a 30 to 21 edge of points in the paint. 18 to 9 edge for the Cardinals in points off turnovers. Second chance scoring, the Patriots with a 9-7 advantage. Fast break scoring, GRC 17 points, 6 for the Patriots. Patriots got 5 off their bench. The Cardinals got the 1, Maddox Campbell free throw. The Cardinals win 71-55, 1 minute break. Bobby and I'll come back. More post game to follow. Possibly coaches' comments. We'll go over individual stats. We can tell you this before we go to break. 6 o'clock tomorrow here at Madison Central High School, it'll be the George Rogers Clark Cardinals playing the South Laurel Cardinals. So should be a good battle here between South Laurel and GRC right here at Madison Central High School at the Richmond Car and Truck Holiday Classic. 1 minute break. We'll return. Postgame show to follow after this.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Got that cowbell going, Bobby.
Bring it.
Will Ferrell, SNL. Got to have more cowbell. Tim delivering today. Well, the Cardinals win this one in a final 71-55. We gave you some of the team numbers. Looking at the individual stats, Sawyer Robbins and Sawyer Horton for Lincoln County, each with 15 points, each with 5 rebounds to pace their club. 9 scored in the game by Seth Horton, 5 for Cash Baird, 6 points for Blade Knuckles, and 2 points for Lane Sargent off the bench, 3 for Pendergraph. He had a 3 in the waning minutes off the bench as well. Turnovers in the game, 14 committed by Lincoln County, an uncharacteristic 11 for GRC, but the Cards do have 17 assists compared to those 11 turnovers. For GRC, Rayshon Hampton, 6-9 shooting from the floor, only took 2 shots in the second half. He finishes with 16 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals. For Eli Craig, got a start today, 12 points, 4 rebounds, 4 of 5 shooting. He also had 2 steals in the game. Malachi Ashford, 11 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists in 30 minutes of play. And also J.P. Gaines hits double figures today, 13 points, a team high, tying high, 6 rebounds in the ballgame, 3 assists, 3 steals for Gaines in 27 minutes. 18 points for Breland Morrison on 6 of 10 shooting. Morrison, 5 of 6 at the free throw line, 3 offensive boards, 18 points. 2 assists, 2 steals. The other point scored for the Cardinals was Maddox Campbell, who scored 1 point and got 3 rebounds in the time he was on the floor. So GRC, they get double figures tonight from 5 players, and Coach Cook making good use of his personnel that he's got available, knowing that there's some sickness and some injuries on his club. And he is making his way here, Bobby, and just a really nice ball game for GRC.
Came out on fire and
yep.
Stayed on fire and gave up the last 10 points of the game and still won. by 16, so you can't ask for much more.
Up here with us, head coach Josh Cook, who sees his team move to 10-0. And coach, today you had to juggle your personnel with who was available and who was ready to go, and you guys started off to a hot start. That made it better for you.
Yeah, we're a much better job of ball movement, especially versus zone. Really just proud of our guys. Had a lot of guys step up, and super proud of those guys, man. They were paying attention. They were locked in, and I can't say that that's our best game, but I thought 90% of the game we were very good. We done a lot of things we talked about.
Yeah, you got 23 rebounds and 70 points from your five starters. So you're talking about balance. All five got in double figures scoring wise.
Yeah, and we have several guys that can do a ton of things. Like, you know, we got some guys that probably can score more, but the more they use each other and do those things, especially against these zones. We're getting zoned a lot, and zone takes away the one-on-one part of the game where you got to share and you got to hit open guys and do things. But, you know, that's the way you lean on each other. It was good to see Ray make shots. Mally hit shots early, you know, and then Mally, you know, kind of controlled. Mally, you know, he's been sick. He's been sick, too. Breland's been sick. So, you know, Breland had a heck of a game. That's one of the best games he's played.
I agree.
And JP was phenomenal, and Eli was solid, and Max was good. You know, everybody that played, Abram was good. So I'm just overall great team effort.
His team got, again, 17 assists in this ball game on 25 made baskets. His team outscored the Lincoln County team 17-6 in fast breaks. Also outscored them points off turnovers, doubled them up 18-9. In the paint, you were 30-21 better. I look at this Lincoln County team, and if their guards aren't throwing it to them big, strong 200-pound guys down inside, they have trouble scoring. They average 55 a game. And, Coach, their two leading scorers normally get 26 points combined. They didn't get but 7 today.
Well, that was kind of the key for us, is to make sure 1-21 didn't get comfortable. And I like, you know, those big guys are solid.
They are, heavy, yeah.
But, you know, it is a little bit of a guard-oriented game sometimes. So, you know, they got the freshman point guard, 21 for them, is going to be really good. One can really shoot it. So it was important that we just got those guys out of rhythm. We tried to use our guys to, you know, matchups to disrupt that, and so they didn't have a flow, and our guys done a good job of that.
Yeah, Lincoln County had a couple of good sophomores, but again, perimeter defense, your guys switching off, calling switches, fighting over screens. Again, perimeter defense and on-ball defense has just been outstanding. Morrison and Campbell and Gaines on the offensive boards. So, total team effort, and I guess we'll see you back here tomorrow at 6.
Yeah, I'm extremely pleased. Hope we can get healthy and get back. And we got a tough challenge. South Lord's really good. So.
South Lord,
sure, by the way.
No, hey, what about it? Yeah, it's I got the swag. I got the GRC swag today. That must have been the good luck.
Yeah.
Now I tell you what, this team doesn't need much luck. I told Bobby and all the listeners, we hit 6 of the first 9 shots from the floor and 4 of 4 from three-point range. That's not an anomaly. This team can do that.
They can do that. It comes with ball movement.
Yeah.
Just especially against zone, not over-dribbling, because, you know, when we get manned, we execute pretty well. But against zone, we're getting better and better, and, you know, and just you know, hope to get everybody at full strength, or we continue that rhythm.
Well, it's good for you to see a 1-2-2 three-quarter trap, too. Coach Jones, he challenged his guys. We could about hear him talking to him up here saying, don't drop your head, you got to fight. And he came out with a 1-2-2, so it's good for your guys to see that.
Yeah, and I just, you know, and I don't know. Like, and I want our guys to make solid plays, be smart. You know, even to get that, if you you know, make a mistake, you know, let's learn from it. I'm not really worried about the score in that situation because we've seen it late, but like our guards, it's good for you to see that, learn to react and move it and do it together.
Sure. Bobby, anything before we let Coach Cook go?
Well, South Laurel was extremely tough in that fourth quarter. They took a tie game and wound up winning, I believe, by double digits. And so they are going to be a test.
Yes, they will. They're good. Very well coached. Coach Davis does a good job. So.
All right. Head Coach Josh Cook up here with us as his Cardinal team, they improve on the season to 10-0. He and Coach Jackson, who've been there 20 years at Lincoln County, they've seen each other a few times. They hook it up today. Coach Cook with his 204th win as a GRC head coach, number 315 overall or maybe you even got more than that.
I don't know. I'll just like to win anyway.
We'll just take it on.
Have you got any extra ones in church league or anything we can add to the mix?
I don't think so. I appreciate it, guys.
That's a good one. Well, here comes Josh Cook. All right, we'll let him go. And I am wearing the swag that he presented me. It fits nice, and I make it look good, he said. So, yeah. So Bobby's got his GRC on tonight, too. So. Yeah, we get Hayes, get him the windbreaker style or something. That's going to do it for Madison Central High School. Again, the Cardinals win in a final 71-55. GRC girls, they blow out the competition down in Greenville, Tennessee today, 71-25. The Cardinal girls will be playing tomorrow at 9 o'clock. GRC, the boys will be playing tomorrow as they'll play 6 o'clock, taking on South Laurel. If you can't be here, Bobby and I will carry the broadcast. For Hayes McMakin, onside engineer, back to station, Tim Smith. Thank you so much, our producer and board operator. Bobby, I will see you tomorrow.
Look forward to it. And Mr. Smith, you have a great evening, okay? We certainly appreciate everything you do ad infinitum.
Well, that's your midweek treat of basketball. Cardinals and girls both win today. Joel Bennett saying thanks for listening. Until tomorrow night, so long.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.